I'm Mike Harding. You're very welcome indeed to another hour and a bit of the very best in folk, roots and acoustic music. Now, the last show is devoted entirely to brand new tracks on new releases. This show is going to be devoted almost entirely to stuff that's been out for some while now and for one reason or another has not made the playlist. Like I say, there's just one exception, which is a brand new track, and the reason why I'm playing that will become obvious at the end of the show. I'm going to kick off with a track from Marana McCluskey's album, At Last. She says the reasons why the album was called At Last is that she had a delay in making the album because she funded it herself by selling her home. She said, I know that selling my house to fund the album sounds like a huge risk to take, but I'm very passionate about singing and have no regrets about taking the chance. It is a beautiful album. She's got a fabulous, fabulous voice. I love her stuff. Here's Marana McCluskey with the traditional Irish ballad, Going to Mass Last Sunday. Sometimes called courting is a pleasure, and otherwise known as Handsome Molly. That was Going to Mass Last Sunday, which is the title, I think, that Joe Heaney gave it when he sang it. Marana McCluskey from her album Last, with a beautiful version of the traditional song. If anybody knows what's happening to her, is she touring or is she doing any more records, please let me know, because I do think she's terrific and I'd like to find out what's going on with the lass. Now, Grant Dermody, I played a couple of weeks back, is a fantastic blues harp player from the States, and he plays in a, I suppose you call them, an old-timey band called the Improbabilities, from their album, their eponymous album, the Improbabilities. Here they are with 4 Cent Cotton, Grant Dermody on blues harp. Improbabilities there from their eponymous album with 4 Cent Cotton, traditional American song. Now, amongst the old-ish CDs that I dragged off the shelf is one from that great Manchester band, The House Devils. This is a song that could have come from the pen of Patrick McGill, the Navi poet who wrote poems and stories about his life as a spalpeen fanach, a wandering worker, who tramped the roads of England and Scotland with his pick and shovel, looking for work at the turn of the 20th century and the end of the 19th century. This is a comedy song about one of the big dams they were building up in Scotland way back in the day. Here's the House Devils with The Mickey Dam. The lead vocals come from the golden tonsils of Matt Fahey. Thank you.
I'm an honest working Irish man, and I come from the County Clare. Well, once I had a farm there with nothing much to spare, but I had to sell me donkey and me famous billy goat. And when the money I received to Glasgow took the boat, I'm as strong as any lion, I was rarer than eggs and ham. I'm a terror to all fighting men round the Mickey Dam. On the morning that I landed there, before me hair got dry, I was started on the Mickey Dam in a place they call Mulgay. Now the ganger I was working for, they call him John the Mouse. And the very first morning I was there, at me he made to grouse. But it quickly surprised him, I says, you little rat, I'll tie a string around your neck and throw you to the cat. I am as strong as any lion, I was bred on eggs and ham. I'm a terror to all fighting men round the Mickey Dam. Temper and at me he made to jump. He swore he paralyzed me with the handle of a pump. But I quickly surprised him, I grabbed him by the throat, and I shook that little monkey till the tail fell off his coat. I'm as strong as any lion, I was rarer than eggs and ham. I'm a terror to all fighting men round the Mickey Dam. And the big hotel we're stopping in, they call him Navi Hut, and the boats and fleas are in the bed big as coconuts. On Saturday night when I get there, I stand behind the door, and as they come out one by one, I bash them to the floor. I'm as strong as any lion, I was rarer than eggs and ham. I'm a terror to all fighting men down the Mickey Dam. I'm as strong as any lion, I was rarer than eggs and ham. I am a terror to all fighting men round the Mickey Dam.
A great little band there, still going strong, the House Devils, from their album Adieu to Old Ireland, and a traditional song, The Mickey Dam, about the wandering navvies who ended up on the big workings up in Scotland. Now, here's something I stumbled on when I was looking through the shelves, and I put it on the CD player, and it's really grown on me. I've always seen Donovan as a contemporary singer and songwriter, never really thought of him as a traditional singer. But here he is from an album called Neutronica, whatever that means, singing the traditional song The Heights of Alma, which is about one of the key battles of the Crimean War when we were fighting the Russians. Interesting arrangements too, but let's see what you think.
September last, on the 18th day, we landed safe in the big Crimea. In spite of all the foaming spray, to cheer our hearts for Alma. That night we slept on the cold, cold ground, no tent or shelter to be found. And with the rain was almost drowned beneath the heights of Alma. Let Britain's songs long remember the glorious 20th of September. We caused the Russian to surrender all on the heights of Alma. Next morning the scorching sun did rise beneath the east and the cloudy sky. Our noble chief, Lord Raglan, cried, prepare the barge for Alma. Oh, in the heights we hove in view, the stoutest heart it did subdue, to see the Russian warlike crew all upon the heights of Alma. Let Britain's songs long remember the glorious 20th of September. We caused the Russian to surrender all on the heights of Alma. Thank you. all Scottish lads with a sword in hose. They're not the last, as you may suppose. So daringly they faced their foes and gained the heights of Alma. To Sebastopol the Russian fled. He left the wounded and the dead. And the rivers there, they all ran red from the blood that's still on Alma. Let Britain's songs long remember the glorious 20th of September. We caused the Russians to surrender all on the heights of Alma.
Well, that was Donovan there, getting all a bit gung-ho on the heights of Alma. The British wouldn't have a chance of getting up there nowadays because the Russians happen to have a few missiles up their sleeves. The heights of Alma there from Donovan's album Neutronica. Makes a change from Sunshine Superman. I liked it very much indeed. Good stuff, but it was a little bit, as I say, gung-ho. Great song nonetheless, and you might notice that the tune is identical to the tune which Sidney Carter used for Lord of the Dance. Now, I didn't have any letters of complaint when I played you a track from Wallach and Buttery's album Not Your Usual Mandolin and Tuba Duo. In fact, I had a couple of emails from people who said it jollied them up. So, here's a bit more jolly upping, or jolly uppering. This is a couple of hornpipes off to California, otherwise known as the Whiskey Hornpipe, and that's followed by the Sailor's Hornpipe. The first one of these, by the way, I learnt myself from Bill Sloyan from County Mayo, from Kilshimock, the town that gave Culchies the name. He taught it me on the tin whistle. Here's Wallach and Buttery, Not Your Usual Mandolin and Tuba Duo. The book. How those two guys managed to do that without bursting into laughter, I don't understand. It does jolly you up, though, doesn't it? If it doesn't drive you mad. Off to California, otherwise known as the Whiskey Hornpipe, and that was followed by the Sailor's Hornpipe, Wallach and Buttery, from their album Not Your Usual Mandolin and Tuba Duo. I might nick the idea of a tuba for my next album. Or I could maybe get Bernard Wrigley to play the bass parts on the concertina, the bass concertina. You never know. Now, if you want any information on anything you hear on this show, you can just go to the website, 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com, and it will all be there. People listening on the airwaves in Australia, Canada, New Zealand, Ireland, wherever, you can also go and you can download the show to your iPad, your clone, your iPhone, or whatever, and listen to it at your leisure. You can also, if you don't mind, sign the guest book and let us know where you're listening from. One of the lads who did sign it is called Captain Mike, and he says, "Hello, Mike, in a wet and windy Yorkshire. I've listened to your podcast for the last month or so on board the 150-foot traditional sailing vessel Dunia Baru. Currently, we are off Koh Samilan in Thailand, 1,500 nautical miles out from our home port of Bali. Each week you come up with old favourites and new exciting material, and I eagerly await the next. Thanks for keeping a wanderer in touch with his roots." Well, Captain Mike, seeing as you're on a big sailing boat out there in the Far East, I thought I'd play you a nautical ditty. This is Barry Dransfield from his album Unruly, with a beautiful version of one of the greatest love songs and greatest songs about sailors leaving a loved one behind of all time. Adieu, sweet lovely Nancy.
Is it you, sweet lovely Nancy, 10,000 times adieu? I'm going around the ocean, love, to seek for something new. Come change your ring with me, dear girl, come change your ring with me, that it might be a token of true love while I am on the sea. When I am far upon the waves, you'll know not where I am. Kind letters I will write to you from every foreign land. The secrets of your heart, dear girl, are the best of my goodwill. So let my body lie where it may, my heart is with you still. Tinkers, tailors and shoemakers lie snoring in every town, while we poor souls on the ocean wide are fighting for the crown. With officers commanding us, and them we must obey, expecting every moment by a shot be blown away. piece on every shore. We'll come back to our families and girls that we adore. We'll call for liquor merrily, we'll spend our prizes free. And when the money, it is all gone, we'll boldly go to sea.
Well, that guy for my money is one of the best traditional singers ever. He plays the fiddle at the same time as he's singing. All you heard there was just him and his fiddle. I think he's absolutely wonderful. Unruly is the name of the album. Barry Dransfield and Adieu, Sweet Lovely Nancy. The two Dransfield brothers between them, Robin and Barry, did some of the most amazing work in the second wave of the English folk revival. Brilliant musician. Great stuff. Now, on the Richard Thompson special, which went out a couple of weeks back, I missed two songs which I should have played, but I didn't have the time. So I'm going to play them now. In a few moments, you're going to hear Maura O'Connell with Down Where the Drunkards Roll. She was the vocalist in that great band Dadannan and featured on the band's landmark album, The Star Spangled Molly, one of the best albums of all time, a massive hit in Ireland. She went on then to have a solo career working with people like Béla Fleck. She's got one of the best voices ever. But before that, you're going to hear Crows from their eponymous album singing their version of the Richard Thompson song Withered and Died. It was Paul Adams who reminded me that Crows, who collectively are Ralph Jordan, or were Ralph Jordan, the late Ralphie, great concertina player and singer and great man of music, Ralph Jordan, James Patterson, Mick Ryan and John Burgev. Together, I think they made a fabulous noise. So here they are with Withered and Died, and that's going to be followed by the second Richard Thompson classic, Down Where the Drunkards Roll, from Maura O'Connell.
This cloud country has driven me down, teasing me and lied, teasing me and lied. I've only sad stories to tell to this town. My dreams have withered and died. Once I was touching the tops of the trees, kind words in my ear, kind kisses to please. Then I struck up with a lass from the west, played running high, played running high. Gone with the rest, my dreams have withered and silver moon shine on the water so wide, water so wide. Steal from the bed of a good friend of mine, my dreams have withered and died. By word of butterfly day, I could be free, floating away. This cloud country has to river me down. My dreams have withered and died.
Boys, they look so fine, dressed up in green velvet, the silver buckle shine. Soon they'll be bleary-eyed under a keg of wine, down where the drunkards row. I see that lover standing, staring at the ground. He's looking for
great version there of the Richard Thompson classic, Down Where the Drunkards Roll, Maura O'Connell, from her album Wandering Home. Before that you heard Withered and Died from Crow's eponymous album. I'm not sure if you can get any Crow's albums nowadays, which is a shame because they did do two fabulous CDs. Great little band. Now, Maggie Holland's version of The Great Valerio appeared on the Richard Thompson special. It was suggested by Ian Anderson, who together with Maggie Holland and Rod Stradling comprised that great band, the English Country Blues Band. I managed to get a hold of their CD Unruly, and from it, this is them with Maggie on lead vocals singing one of the great gypsy songs from these islands, asking the great question, are there any travellers in heaven?
Today, as I sit by the roadside, watching the travellers go by, thinking yonder in heaven, of a place that we might call our home. But will we have to work for a living, or shall we continue to roam?
That's another band that are no longer gigging, and it's a great shame because they were wonderful. That was Are There Any Travellers in Heaven, or is it shortened on the title? On the album Travellers in Heaven from the English country blues band. It's from their album Unruly. Lead vocals, Maggie Holland, who as well as being a great singer, is also a songwriter of some note. She wrote the award-winning song, won the BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards in 1999 for her song A Place Called England, best song of the year, and rightfully so. Good stuff. Now, on the 11th of March in Settle, just down the road from where I am sitting at the moment, there's going to be a fundraiser in aid of the Settle Free Folk Festival, which takes place in September. We've got the Young'uns and the Demon Barber Roadshow coming for the two main nights, the Saturday and the Sunday. We've got loads of stuff happening on the Thursday, the Friday. There'll be dancers all over the weekend and sessions in all of the pubs, and it's all free. So to raise money to cover the costs, we're doing a fundraiser on the 11th of March. The idea came from John Averson, who's lead singer with a cracking band called the Moonbeams, a local band. On the bill, along with the Moonbeams, will be Rosie and Karen, two local singers who recorded a fine album last year, and the William Small Small Orchestra, who will be playing dance music and singing and generally looning about. So it's going to be a good night, and it's all yours for a fiver. Friday, the 11th of March. It's going to be a good one. Settle Victoria Hall. Well, the Moonbeams have made quite a few albums. The latest is called Watching Wildlife. The track I'm going to play is called Coming Home, and it's about a man who's working away, coming home to the place he loves the most, the Yorkshire Dales.
Down the rain-washed streets, city lights shimmer at my feet, and it reminds me of the moonlight on the river. And I'm drowning in the sound of the sirens, the cars and the crowds, and I realize it's time to reconsider. I think of my home and my family, of the fells and the dales and the North Country. I can see it all now as clear as can be, and I'm thinking, should I be going home? She'll be there at the kitchen table, spreading the cloth for the tea. Her hands as brown and fragile as last year's leaves. He'll be looking the lambs by the wall, his body as bent as a thorn that's twisted by the wind on Malham Moor. And I know they'll be thinking of me in the fells and the dales and the North Country. And I know that they'd like to believe that one day I'll be coming home. As if carved from the rock, and he seems to wait as patiently as any gravestone. It's all there in my mind's eye, you see, in the fells and the dales and the North Country. I can hear it calling out, and it's telling me should be going home.
Coming home. The Moonbeams there with Coming Home. That's from their album Watching Wildlife. And they'll be topping the bill at the Settle Free Folk Festival fundraiser on Friday the 11th of March. So do get along if you can. It's only a fiver and there will be raffles and there will be prizes and stuff. It's going to be good. I shall be there in my capacity as conductor of the William Small Orchestra Cabaret Band. Now, I read you a little bit before from the guest book, and somebody else who signed the guest book on the website, 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com, is Nick Harrison. He said, "Dear Mike, thanks for a great show. I'm an Englishman living in New York, working for the Secretary General of the United Nations. I wanted to let you know that last year, your show got me through many a long day and late night working with colleagues to secure the Global Climate Change Agreement that was finally agreed in Paris in December. I particularly appreciated the environment-themed show of a few weeks back and wondered if you might do a show about the power of union, forward stroke, working together sometime in the future. P.S. Our whole family is a fan of the show and our three-year-old Robin still regularly requests Two Front Teeth from the Christmas show. Thanks for that. All the best from the Big Apple, Nick." Well, for little Robin, 3 years old, out there in New York, here's Rambling Jack Elliott from an album of Woody Guthrie children's songs, and this song, especially for three-year-old Robin, is called The Car Song.
Take me riding in the car, car, take you riding in the car, car, take me riding in the car, I wanna go riding in the car. Click, clack, open up the front door, click, clack, open up the back door, front, back, lickety, clack, riding in my car. I wanna sit in the front seat, I wanna sit in the back seat, spree I spraddle on the front seat, riding in my car. Engine it goes, engine it goes, turn my key, step on a starter. I'm gonna run you home again, I'm gonna run you home again, I'm gonna run you home again, take me riding the car. Ships and the boats go sailing by, clouds in the sky go flying by, cops in the houses and the garbage cans get dipped in past my car.
Crackles and all. That was Ramblin' Jack Elliott from, obviously remastered from an old 78 or old vinyl album. And that was The Car Song. The CD, it comes from it called Songs to Grow On, the children's songs of Woody Guthrie. And that was especially for little Robin Harrison in New York. I'm also playing it for another reason, because next week's show is going to be a Woody Guthrie special. It's going to be chock full of songs by Woody Guthrie, but sung by other people, so it's well over an hour and a quarter of great Woody Guthrie songs. Somewhat to look forward to. Now here's a lad I met in Dingle Town in a pub called Androgyd Biog, the Little Bridge, way back in the day. A lovely singer and a great guitarist. His name is Tommy O'Sullivan, and here he is with a beautiful version of She Moved Through the Fair, a song which is part traditional and part written by the great poet Padraic Colum. Thank you.
my young love said to me, my mother won't mind, and my father won't slight you for your lack of kind. Then she stepped away from me, and she did say, it will not be long, love, till the next market day. She stepped away from me, and she moved through the fair.
Best male singers in Ireland, Tommy O'Sullivan there from his album Song Ablaze with She Moved Through the Fair. Beautiful version. Great stuff. Now, I'm going to play you another Maggie Holland song. This one comes from her own album, Bones. She's not with the English country blues band on this one. And she's singing a version of a Tom Yates song. Tom Yates was a Manchester singer-songwriter who eventually went to live in Amsterdam, where he died a few years back. Very underrated as a songwriter. He wrote a beautiful song called Bide a While, which is a lovely end of the night song. Quite a lot of people have covered it. This is a song which I played a while back, Tommy's own version, and this is Maggie Holland singing a song about the 60s and 70s and some of the poses and some of the things that went on in every city. This is Bye Bye Bohemia.
Too much ado about nothing is annoying when you want to do nothing at all. Back on the track, on the verbal attack, throw your shoulders up against the wall. Pretend you don't comprehend English at the moment as you're wriggling towards the door. When you meet a man who'll ask you, can you tell me what people are for? So bye, bye, Bohemia, Bohemia, bye, bye. as an all more campaigning for the legalization of the human mind. But the one I met, a late suffragette, she worked solely for womankind. She looked like a woman and spoke like a lady, and her manner was watertight. We laughed and talked, finally joked about a date for the following night, when she turned up wearing marquesite earrings hanging in her shoulder blades. Aged upon shift, a new face lived, I could tell she was dealing in spades. Pointed her in another direction, introduced her to a banker in a motor car. A handsome pair, eager they were to see how many ways of dealing there are. So bye bye, Bohemia, Bohemia, bye bye. I've taken up a taste for nothing in particular, made up my mind to match. Flicked a switch, learned to itch where I can most easily scratch. Like when in Rome, I behave like a Roman and I keep one hand on the wheel. What Caesar don't know won't hurt me or show where I keep my Achilles heel. What I feel is indecision to decision on the question of the course to take. Maps, charts, bits, parts all together seem to make a mistake. So bye bye, Bohemia, Bohemia, bye bye. Bye bye, Bohemia, Bohemia, bye bye.
From her album Bones, that was Maggie Holland there with the Tom Yates song Bye Bye Bohemia. Great song, I do like that. Might try and learn it one of these days, though there are rather a lot of words in it. Now, I'm going to play you a Jew's harp track, and just in case you don't know what a Jew's harp is, I've got one just here on the side of the bench. It's shaped, how do you describe it really? It's shaped like nothing on earth. It's a piece of metal bent round in a weird shape with another piece of metal sort of between it, which vibrates freely when you pick it like that. And it doesn't sound like anything until you get it and just touch it on your teeth, and then you close your lips around it and breathe. Anyway, that's how it works. I'm going to play you now some people who really can play it. This is Lucy Wright, who plays in the band Pilgrim's Way, with her dad John and uncle Mike, who both played on an album called Lark in the Clear Air, Irish music on small instruments way back. Well, the three of them have come together. They've got a website, and I got this unreleased track off their website. This is John, Mike and Lucy Wright with the Irish reel My Love is in America. And one of these days, I might be able to play it.
Thank you.
My Love is in America from John, Mike and Lucy Wright. It's an unreleased track which comes off their website. Really great musicians, and of course you will recognise the instrument as being the instrument which is played at the head and the tail of this programme by Iron Lung from their album Triple Harp Bypass. Now, I was playing in a pub called The Station in Didsbury the other night with Ange Durkin, great banjo player, and Debbie Garvey, who's a wonderful melodeon player. And there was a guy in the room that I didn't really know, although I had heard his name bandied round the Manchester scene. He's called Tim O'Connor, and he used to sing and play in a band called Citizen Swing, not the American fusion jazz outfit, but another Celtic roots band, Manchester band, who at the time Folk Roots magazine called England's best live roots band ever. Well, that night in Didsbury, he sang a really beautiful song, Rooted, in my home city of Manchester, and very much rooted in the Irish community there. Accompanying him on fiddle on this track is Desi Donnelly, one of the great fiddlers of the world. The song is called Manchester Street, and I love it because it mentions St. Eddie's Club on a Sunday night, which is where we often used to go. Here's Tim O'Connor from his album Ordinary Day with Manchester Street.
Tracing my steps on a Manchester street, the echoes of old ghosts guiding my feet. Down by the riverside, silent and cold, there is a part of me never grows old. Fiddles and whistles fill the night air. There's a man in the corner with a transparent stare. Down by the riverside, silent and cold, there is a part of me never grows old. Busking in subways, lifting the crowd, a melodeon cuts through a velvet grey shroud. Down by the riverside, silent and cold, there is a part of me never grows old.
Song, simple, guitar, voice, three chords and the truth, and a great fiddler, Desi Donnelly. That was Tim O'Connor from his album Ordinary Day with Manchester Street. Now, rooting about amongst me CDs looking for Richard Thompson songs, I came across Crazy Man Michael, written by Richard Thompson and Dave Swarbrick, and sung by the great Natalie Merchant. It's on an album called The House Carpenter's Daughter. Well, it's my favourite album of hers. She was, of course, in that great band 10,000 Maniacs. I interviewed her at Cambridge years back. A deeply, deeply interesting woman. But my favourite album is The House Carpenter's Daughter, full of contemporary and traditional songs, including this one. I love it. Perhaps it's the song that inspired Dylan to write Maggie's Farm. Who knows? Here's Natalie Merchant with Down on Penny's Farm. Penny's Farm, Natalie Merchant there from the album The House Carpenter's Daughter. If you don't know that album, do go and have a look at it because it's full of really great stuff. Now, as this was a programme of older material rather than brand new stuff, I would have finished the show there and then with that last song. But as I explained at the beginning, there's a new track I want to play you, a brand new track, and it comes from a girl called Daria Kulesh, who sings with a band called Kara, K-A-R-A. I did play a track or two of theirs maybe in the last year, I'm not sure, even a bit later than that. And she's got a solo album coming out in February 2017. I don't have a copy of the solo album. She's still working on it. It's going to take a full year before she's finally there. But what I do have is a single from the album called The Moon and the Pilot. And why I've kept this right till the end is because it has an amazing story. Daria was born in Russia, but now lives in England. She knew that my dad had been in Lancaster Bombers. He was a navigator shot down and killed in 1944. She writes to me, "Dear Mike, a member of my family was a pilot too, and like you, I wrote him a song." And this is what it's about. My grandmother's mother was a famous beauty in Ingushetia, a small republic in the mountains of the Caucasus in the south of Russia. They said her beauty outshone the moon, and she married a man of the sky, a war hero pilot. Then another war came. The pilot perished in 1942 as he was trying to deliver supplies to Leningrad under siege. He was only found in 1944 and then given a hero's funeral. The cruel irony is that his wife and two young children, along with the rest of the nation, were, under the orders of Stalin, declared enemies of the state in league with Hitler, which was an absurd claim, she says, as most of Ingushetia's men were fighting against Hitler in the Russian army. But in the middle of the winter, on the 23rd of February 1944, Ingushetians, along with Chechens, were brutally displaced and deported from their homes. This is the story of one extraordinary woman's strength and survival. Well, the song is one of the most beautiful songs that I've heard in years. The girl has written something truly extraordinary here, and she's got a beautiful, beautiful voice. Here's Daria Kulesh with The Moon and the Pilot.
The moon and the pilot, a match made in heaven. She hoped and waited that he'll be back soon. The bravest man for the fairest maiden, for he was the pilot and she was the moon. She awaited in vain the return of her pilot. Gave herself to her children, gave them hope, gave them life. The fairest woman, the bravest mother, she was simply the moon and a pilot's wife.
Down your hair, black as the night. That song is on Dario Kulesh's second album, Long Lost Home, which will be released in February 2017. I'll get hold of a copy of that as soon as I can. What a truly amazing song, The Moon and the Pilot. I'm still shaking a little bit. Next week is going to be a Woody Guthrie special. In the meantime, don't forget to spread the word, because we've got no money for advertising. Keep the faith and mind how you go. Ta-ra.